think we might have a picture of that. But we've been having some fun down there with the house church and all that's been happening. We got some new blood in there, new residents, and even some people from the area. And so, Todd, share about the event that just happened.
Sure. So the story is a long one. I'm going to make it very short. But I have been had been led to a man named Eric, one of my patients, about 3 years ago, who is an alcoholic. And Eric died about a year ago. And I thought the story ended with that, but ended up doing Eric's funeral. And the son of Eric, an 18-year-old boy, has been one of the first fruits of our Plainview Church. Last Sunday night, Sam was there with us, and one of the prophetic words that he said to this young man who was not in Christ at the time was that he just sees a party happening around him, and there's some great celebration. Don't know what that means, but so the next day I took Evan out for a long lunch and asked him, what did you think about last night? And he was, I really don't know what that meant, but that guy said, there's a party going on around me. And I said, yeah. So anyway, we read together the story. I had him read the story of the prodigal son slowly, and we sort of digested that whole story slowly. And then I sort of just said, do you know what it means to be a Christian? And he said, no, not really. Have faith. I said, yeah, okay, that's part of it. But so let's go through it. Let's see what the Bible says about what it means to become a Christian. So we slowly went through the entire plan of salvation. I had him slowly read it. He's got a little learning disability, so it took him a while. But as we were getting down towards the very end of it, I said, you know, Evan, you know the brothers that have been pouring into you. There's a couple of our doctors that have really invested in him, and you know their hearts, you know what they're like, you know me. Is there any reason why you really wouldn't want to be a follower of Jesus today? And he has put me off before, and he did again. He said, no, I don't really know. I'm still kind of confused, and I really felt the Holy Spirit prompt me just to gently just say, yeah, okay, you know, it's a big decision. We want to make sure that, you know, it's real for you. But is there anything that is still confusing that we can talk about now? And Evan said, nope, I'm ready. So obviously the Holy Spirit had been drawing him, and so we just gently said a sinner's prayer together. And he looked up and said, I feel light. And I said, yeah, you know, I did too. I felt this big burden lifted from my shoulders. He goes, you did? I said, yeah. Yeah, it was really awesome. He goes, yeah, something's clean. The words he was using to describe what was happening in him. So it was really a precious time. And Justin, one of our doctor brothers, has had a chance to meet with him and says, yeah, he's really changed. He's really a new creature. So we're really thanking the Lord for leading Evan to our body.
That's awesome. There's the map of where they are in Plainview. And he did it really quick. Tell me, how are things going there? Are you feeling good? What's the next steps?
Yeah, things are going very good. You know, we're really blessed. We've had seven doctors living in the community down there. We actually have three or four more that are new incoming residents this very week, that have also joined us in this community. And House Church is great. House Church is really life-giving for all of us, and we really feel the presence of the Spirit. We feel there's just a lot happening. In fact, we're sort of having the first discussions about, you know, if and when is it time that we divide, because we're sitting in about 15 to 20, and we just sort of feel that. So we're going to be praying about that this summer and let the Spirit lead us about when's time to divide.
Amen. Amen. Excellent, Todd. Thank you, buddy.